In this module, we are going to look at the dates of the tax year and also a little bit about the taxable incomes that we're going to see through this course and some of the incomes that are not taxable. First, let's look at the tax year. Each year, the tax year runs from the 6th of April through to the 5th of April the following year. So for this course, everything is going to be based on the 6th of April 2019 through to the 5th of April 2020. Now for this year, paper returns are due by the 31st of October 2020 and online returns by the 31st of January 2021. Very few people submit paper returns. Most returns are now done online, which means that you get that extra period for submitting the returns from the end of the tax year in April 2020 through to the 31st of January 2021. So some of the sources of income that are taxable that we're going to look at through this course are property income, that's income from renting your property, trading income from trading as a sole trader, savings income, that's from investments and from savings in banks and building societies, dividend income from shares, either in a company that you own or a company that you hold shares in, employment income, probably one of the main sources of income that we come across, income from unemployment. And we're going to look also at some capital gains tax. Capital gains tax is the tax that is due on the sale of assets that we might own. Most common are things like expensive jewelries or second houses. And we'll look a bit more at capital gains tax in the coming modules and units. There are also some sources of income that are exempt from tax. So these are things like interest on national savings certificates that you can get from the post office is exempt. Interest on the repayments of overpaid income or capital gains tax. So if you pay too much income tax or capital gains tax and HMRC give you interest on that overpayment, then that is exempt. Redundancy payments in the main are exempt. That is, redundancy payments up to £30,000 are exempt. Over that, then it would be taxable. And also, if you've got holiday pay or payment in lieu of notice bundled in with that, then that element is taxable. Scholarships and income in bursaries is exempt, as is interest or dividends from ISAs, that's individual savings accounts. Child benefit in most cases is tax-free, with the exemption of the higher income child benefit charge. That's if you're an individual who earns more than £50,000, then there may be tax to pay or you may have to forfeit the child benefit in some cases. And betting and gambling winnings are tax-free. The idea of taxing income is that when we make a loss, we get relief on it. When we make a gain, we pay tax on it. And the Treasury's very wisely worked out that most people make more of a loss on betting and gambling than they do in gains, and therefore betting and gambling winnings are now tax-free. That wasn't always the case, but it is now.